glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Verse 9 says, For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let's pray together. God, thank you for this morning and this day, God. This is the day that you have made. And thank you for waking us up and getting us to EMP where we can pray to you. We can hear your word, God, and we can just worship you with song. And we just invite your Holy Spirit to come and speak to us and be with us, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So just last week, my wife and I, we moved to Tongcheong, and which is great because we have half an hour of quiet time with the Lord on our way to work. And so I was just meditating this morning because I found out this morning Pastor Sam's wife, Lisa, is sick, so she couldn't be here because he has to take the kids to school. So you can pray for Lisa as well. She has the flu. So I was just praying. I was reading my Bible, and I was praying to the Lord. Lord, is there anything you want to highlight to me to share with the church today? And I felt like God was highlighting this verse for me. Psalm 97, 7 through 9. Really verse 9, but I think verse 7 also talks of a similar topic. Verse 9 says, For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Right? Verse 7 says, Let those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols. So obviously we know in our modern time, we know that there are no other gods, right? That there is only one God, and it's Yahweh. It's our Lord, Jesus Christ. But often we can give ourselves to what we can call, you know, small g gods, right? We often give ourselves to these idols, you know, idols in our lives that we often turn to, you know, that we worship. So I want you to just meditate upon that in your own life, in your own heart. What are these little gods that you give yourself to, that you bow down to, you know, that you worship? Because what this scripture is telling us today is that God is exalted far above all of them. That the reality and the truth is that God is higher than everything that we can look to, that we can put our hope in, you know, that we can boast in. That scripture is saying the truth is, the reality is, God is far above. He is exalted over all of them. And for us, the question is whether or not we truly believe this. You know, whether or not we truly believe and live our lives in reflecting this truth. You know, that God is high above everything else. Or we, even though that's the truth, we buy into the lie that all these other gods, you know, all these idols, that these things actually, we actually believe that these are just as high as Yahweh, or maybe even higher, you know, and we give ourselves to those things instead. So, just two questions, I think, for us to think about. Number one, in verse 7, it says, those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols. In the NIV version, it says, who boast themselves in idols. So I want to think about this question. I think when we talk about, you know, how do we know we're serving another god? How do we know we're serving another idol? Is you can ask yourself, what are the things that you boast in? Right? What are some things that you find yourself, you're quite proud of this? You know, you struggle in this area because of pride. You know, what are the things that you boast in? Pastor Ricky and I have been working out. We've been going to the gym regularly. I don't know if you can tell or not. But But last week we couldn't go, we're sick, because we're sick. And this week, I don't know if we can go because we're both feeling still a little sick. But I know that for me, every time I have a good stretch of working out, it can become an idol in a sense. I start getting quite vain. We're just talking about that. Whenever we work out, we kind of reflect upon this, that man, so much of what we do when we go to the gym is for vanity's sake. You know, we just want to look good. We just want to, I mean, there is, you know, the aspect that we want to be healthy. But he was telling me that if you want to really be healthy, you should just run, not lift weights, because that help, you know, is good for you, the inside, not the outside. Anyway, but we just focus on the outside, to be honest. But I think that, yeah, it's something very easily that I can find myself boasting in. I know this is a silly example, but I think there can be other things that you think, man, I'm good at this, or this is my thing, you know, and you start boasting in it. You know, this becomes kind of your identity. I don't know if any of you, I know some of you guys are into the NBA, the basketball in the U.S. that's happening, and there is one team that won the championship last year, and this year they've been doing very, very well. They've won 15 games straight. So they've played 15 games so far, and they've won all 15. It's the Golden State Warriors. And there is one player who won the MVP last year. His name is Steph Curry, and he's a Christian. They call him the baby-faced assassin, because he looks quite young, but he's amazing. But he's a really good Christian. His parents are Christian. And, you know, I'm very excited. I love watching them. And I'm, you know, I have no affiliation with Golden State. I don't even really know. That's San Francisco. Is that Golden State Warriors? Are they? Is that the Bay Area? Is that right? Yeah. So that's, you know, that's where they're from. But I just like them. I like them because Steph Curry's Christian, and I think they're a fun team to watch. But the more and more I watch the games and I see them winning and winning and winning, I get worried for Steph Curry, you know, because I think he's such a great example of someone that is really good at what he's doing, and he's a Christian and he glorifies God. But I'm afraid, you know, that the more he wins, the more he does, you know, gets all this attention. You know, it must be hard not to boast in his own strength, you know, not to boast in his talents and all the victories. And so I pray for him at times, you know. I say, Lord, help Steph Curry to stay humble, so that he'll be a good example, that he will not lose his faith, that he will not lose his lose that humility, you know, recognizing that, man, everything that he has comes from God, you know. So what are some things that you boast in? I was thinking about myself. Working out was a silly example. I think one thing that I find myself boasting in is maybe like my own spirituality. And I wonder if we do that at times, even especially at church. You know, you think you're quite spiritual. You know, you do your quiet time and you have good character, and you're obedient to the Lord, and those are all great things, and you serve God and you serve the church. But I think at times, even something so good as that, that you practice, that you give yourself to, can be something that you become quite prideful of, you know, like, oh, you know, it's that whole self-righteousness. I think self-righteousness is so dangerous. Right? The Pharisees had it. They didn't even recognize it. And Jesus calls them out on it. He's saying, don't think that you are so holy. You know, don't think that what you have is anything to do with yourself. And so just some things for you to think about. You know, what are the things that you boast in that you can kind of become prideful about? The second thing I was meditating upon when we're thinking about idols and what are the gods that we have in our lives that we bow down to, is this question: where do you draw your strength and your sustenance from? You know, where do you draw that energy, that life, you know, that joy, that strength that comes? Other way of maybe phrasing the question is, what can't you live without? You know how some people say things like, oh, I can't live without this, I can't live without that. What are some things that you really cannot live without? You know, sometimes working out can fall into this category too. Once you kind of get into it and get into a habit of it, it can easily become a god, you know, an idol. You're like, I have to do this, and everything else takes second place. You know, so Pastor Ricky and I, we go in the mornings. We try to go right after EMP, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe three or two times a week. And I think maybe 2 weeks ago, Pastor Hyunsu was in town. And, you know, he's a very good friend of ours. And he was at EMP. And I think both P. Ricky and I thought this, but we ignored it. And the thought was, oh, maybe we should spend time with P. Hyunsu, you know, fellowship with him. He's here only for a few days. We don't have that much time with him. Maybe we should, you know, fellowship and, you know, get to know each other, you know, just share. But both of us ignored it, and we went to the gym. Like, nothing comes before our gym time. But at the gym, we were sharing. Well, he brought it up first, P. Ricky. And he was like, oh, maybe we should have spent time with P. Hyunsu. And I was like, what? No, I think it's okay. But then we cut our workout short, and we showered right away, and we went to breakfast, have breakfast with Hyunsu. But sometimes we do that. You know, we put these things above everything else. We draw our strength, our sustenance, our joy, you know, from these things, and we feel like we can't live without it. In Psalm 87, verse 7, there's a verse. It says, then those who sing as well as those who play the flutes shall say. In the NIV, it says, those who make music shall say. And this is what they say. All my springs of joy are in you. Right? They're saying that to the Lord. All my springs of joy are in you. That's the NASB version. The NIV says, all my fountains are in you. All my fountains are in you. And I love that. There's a song, Old Vineyard Worship Song, that says, there's just this line, all my fountains are in you. And I think that's such a great picture of worshiping God. Saying, Lord, everything, you know, my sustenance, my life, my joy, everything that I need, it's found in you. All my fountains are in you. All my springs of joy are in you. So I want to ask you, what are the fountains that you turn to? Then you say, man, this I have to have. What are your springs of joy other than the Lord that you give yourself to, that you turn to? Sometimes, I know for me, it can be relationship, you know, especially, you know, with my wife. And it's so easy, I think, when you're in a good relationship that you begin to put your hope and your strength and your joy in the relationship, in the other person. And when they are doing well and when they are encouraging you and when they are there for you, that you find strength and you're like, I'm good. But if that relationship is suffering, then your world breaks down. And of course, it's natural for that to happen. But in the midst of that, when your relationship is not going so well, because there will be times where that happens, we have to be able to say, God, that's not who I turn to for my strength and for my joy, my sustenance, God. My fountains are found in you, Lord. I'm going to get that from you. Other things is like success, you know. I think for us, for many of us here are in ministry, actually. So for those of us that are in ministry, maybe it's ministry success. You know, if things go well, you started a ministry, you're doing something, you're preaching or you're leading worship or you're sharing the gospel and things work out well and you're like, yeah, that's awesome. But when things don't go well, if our fountains are found in ministry success, when those things don't go well, then you get down, you know, discouragement and depression and you don't have that abundant life anymore. So we got to find that in the Lord Jesus Christ. Work success, financial increase, you know. If we're doing well, if our portfolio is doing well and our work is going well and we're getting all these deals, then yeah, I'm happy. I'm full, you know. I'm well fed and I'm not thirsty. But if those things are not going well, if your fountains are found in these things, then you're thirsty. If those things are not going well and you find yourself, you know, down and depressed. And so you have to watch out for that. You know, you have to watch out for what are the things that you draw your strength and life from. Okay, those two questions for you. What are some things that you find yourself boasting You know, finding yourself being prideful in something. What are some things that you look to as your fountain? I'm doing Experiencing God with our youth, actually. There is actually a youth edition. It's a shortened version, 9-week version. And this week's chapter is on the verse Matthew 22, 37 and 38, where Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. This is the first and greatest commandment." And I've only actually done one day. You know how each week is divided into 5 small chapters. And it was already so challenging. Blackabees just says it like it is. You know, if you haven't done EG, I really encourage you to sign up and do Experiencing God class with P. Sam. But he just says it like it is. He says, the most important thing, I'm butchering his words, but basically his idea is the most important thing in your Christian life is your love relationship with God. Saying if that's not doing well, like he asks you in the book, he says, can you look God in the face? You know, can you stand before the presence of God and declare to him and say to him, God, I love you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Right? Ask yourself that. Can you stand in the presence of the Lord and really say to him, God, I love you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength? And he says, if you cannot do that, then there's something seriously wrong with your Christian walk. Because that's the most important thing. That's priority number one. And unless that comes into place, your life is going to be in whack, basically. So he says, can you ask yourself that? Can you do that? Can you go before God and ask yourself, can I really say, Lord, I love you with all my heart, my soul, my strength? You know, everything. With my everything. And so I think that's good picture of us, someone not turning to idols, you know, someone devoting themselves to the Lord, is that they can say, God, you're my number one. I love you with everything, God. Even if everything is taken away from me. And that really is a confession of our faith, you know, of our love to God. Even if everything was taken away from me, I'm going to love you. You're going to be my fountain, my joy. You're going to be the one that I boast in. You know, you're going to be the one that I find my hope in. So let's meditate upon that. Andrew's going to lead us in a song. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just convict us, God. Help us to repent. If you are highlighting any things in our lives, God, that we give ourselves to, you know, that we that we're serving, that we're bowing down to as a God, as an idol, God. Lord, would you make that very clear, God, not a vague sense of guilt or condemnation, but clear, God, conviction from the Holy Spirit, Lord. Highlight to us, God, what are some things that we need to lay down. And so if there is anything, I really encourage you just to go before God and repent. You know, Father is very gentle, and he just wants to heal us and help us grow, right? So let's do that. Let's repent. And if there isn't anything, Lord, I thank you. We just pray, God, that you will help us to keep going and keep going closer to you and keep drawing nearer to you, God. Thank you.
Thou art
Just go before the Lord in humility and repentance, and just ask the Holy Spirit to continue just to help us to really that our lives may reflect this truth that God is exalted above all other gods, that you know, that our lives would not show or reflect or display or demonstrate anything else. You know, that we think something else is higher than God, you know. So let's pray, repent, and just ask the Holy Spirit to help us. And then we'll go into our group prayer focus. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those battling cancer or going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God's healing. Let's pray for those recovering from surgery. Let's pray together with faith. Let's pray fervently for our friends. Thank you. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those who have an illness, but they're also in need of salvation. Let's pray for our friends and their family members, and let's pray that God would reveal Himself to them. Let's pray that there will be people in their lives that will share the gospel to them, and that they will be receptive and open and humble to this message of grace and mercy. So let's pray for our friends. Let's pray for those of us that are battling various infirmities. Let's pray for healing to come. Let's pray for God's grace. Let's pray for strength for them. Let's pray that they will not be discouraged in this time. So let's pray together. Let's pray for those of us that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision and guidance and direction for our friends. Let's pray for our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's just pray for our city. Let's pray for our government. Let's pray for all the churches and the ministries that we support here. Let's pray. Let's really go before the Lord for our city, and let's pray for His mercy upon our city and for God's will to be accomplished, for His kingdom to be established here in our city. Let's pray for the churches to really rise up and to shine the light of Jesus Christ in our city. And pray for all these ministries that's listed that we're supporting, that we're partnering with. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the staff. Please pray for P-Sam and Lisa. Lisa has the flu, so please pray for her for healing. Myself and P-Salama, P-Ricky, Kenny, Tim, Pastor Mary, Janella, Rachel, Yiling, Mon, Ben, Andrew, Ashley. Let's pray for the staff. Let's really pray that we would be united as one as we serve the Lord. And let's pray for anointing and guidance and direction from the Holy Spirit. Pray for health and well-being. Pray for the families, especially for those that have children. Let's pray God's blessing and protection over the family and the children as well. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for the worship team, the sound team, and the media team. Let's pray for a heart of worship, a heart of excellence, and attention to detail. And that God will continue to anoint this ministry so that the church would be able to encounter God through this ministry, through the time of worship. So let's pray for this ministry. Let's pray for our arts team, Arts Anonymous, for creativity, for the Spread newspaper that they're releasing 3 times a year. Pray for any work that they do on the website or just around the church. Let's pray for just opportunities for our church to be able to use the arts to creatively worship God and bless our people. So let's pray for that in our church. Let's pray for our house churches meeting today on Tuesday. Let's pray for God's blessing and covering over each group, that they would have a wonderful time and that the presence of God will be very strong as they discuss the sermon, the afterlife, you know, what happens after this life on earth. You know, let's pray for the anointing of God and for a thick, heavy presence of God upon each house church. Bless the leaders. Let's pray for our house churches. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence, God. We worship you. We declare that you are Lord. You are high above All the earth, God, you're most exalted, you know, far above all other gods, God. And we want to exalt you in that way, God. We want, in the way we live our lives, God, not just the songs we sing or the words that we speak, but Lord, in the way we live our lives, God, help us to exalt you. Help us to recognize, God, that you are far above all other gods, God, and that we would worship you, bow down to you, and not to anything else. So lead us, Holy Spirit, today. God, thank you for walking with us. Thank you that you are our comforter, the one that comes alongside of us, God. And we want to rest in you, and we want to walk with you. We want to go about our day with you, Lord. And I pray your blessing over each person here, and we just give this day to you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you guys tomorrow.